RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Whether it be the short-term, long-term, I mean, that quarterback room has got to be cleaned up. And maybe it's more out of Oregon, whoever it might be. The Raiders still got to go out there and play the Chiefs this week. Giants to go out there and take on the Cowboys this week. We'll see exactly how it plays out. The Raiders made their intentions perfectly clear. But you don't also, you want to see something where it's turned a corner, where the impact of Aaron Glenn here running this program as the head coach of this team, and you've seen nothing. And then it's a matter of, well, how exactly do I have confidence then year two it's going to look decidedly different? Now, a quarterback can change everything. Right, a franchise quarterback can make the town idiot look good, right? But but that will only last so long because then you have goals of trying to go out there and win a Super Bowl. But what exactly would lead you to believe it's decidedly going to look different? Now, it's an indictment on Glenn that he fired his defensive coordinator, in year one running this team. Here's another Glenn pearl of wisdom yesterday post game after the 42-10 loss to the Pats.
I always talk about how we come out and we play with effort. Today was probably the one time I feel like our effort wasn't as good as I would want to be. And that's just me not BSing you guys, just being on this. I didn't think the effort was where it needed to be.
What about when you took on the Dolphins? How was the effort there? What about when you took on the Jacksonville Jaguars? The effort was rock solid there? I mean, what about the Bills early in the season when you lost 30-10? I mean, the month of December, as we're ringing in the holidays, you got Hanukkah, you got Christmas, everything that's going on. The Jets have lost games 34-10, 48-20, 29-6, and 42-10. And there you have Vrabel, 19 seconds to go. You know what? Let's call a timeout. Run another play. Eric in Rivervale is up next on the play. What's going on, Eric?
Moose, what's happening, brother? How are you?
I'm doing well, Eric. How are you, man? It's a comedy. Like, you're watching that game yesterday. I'm over at FanDuel. I can't believe. First off, nobody's there. At MetLife, it's all quiet. The place is, whoever is there, they're all Patriot fans, and the Jets show you no life. I mean, they were like a carcass on the field that they rolled out there. Gave you nothing.
It's unreal. The level of rock bottom that the New York Jets can find. It's unreal. It's like no sooner you get to the bottom floor of the elevator, they're digging again. They're digging. It's like it is absolutely, it's shocking. It really is. And yesterday was just another example of the Patriots taking it to us, which is embarrassing. It's 20 degrees. Who's going to MetLife as a Jets fan? It's 10 degrees a week after Christmas, before New Year's, and you got to play the Patriots. Everybody as a Jets fan knew what the result was going to be. But the first question I had for you, actually, though, was how was did you end up doing the challah bread French toast on Christmas?
You know what? I did.
How'd that go?
I did. It was great. I needed to soak it. You got to soak it overnight. Now, it was rushed because I wasn't able to soak it overnight due to refrigerator space because you had to have, I was cooking Christmas Day dinner. Oh, but the challah bread French toast was a hit. It was great. It was absolutely delicious. Kids ate it. Donna loved it. I had a small piece. And it was very, very good.
Very happy to hear that. I'm going to have to add that to the list.
Oh, you got
to
do it, Eric. It's easy. It's not difficult as well. Just get a challah bread, cut it up, put it into a casserole dish. Put the egg mixture in there with a little cinnamon, a little maple syrup and everything. Whip it up and then soak it overnight. And then you bake it for like 40 to 60 minutes at 350 degrees. It's pretty good. It's very good.
Simple. I like it. Fantastic. So, on the Jets, you cut, that clip of Glenn I thought was really interesting because like him saying that it's the first time that he didn't see a lot of effort was laughable. And it's, you know, obviously Glenn's in a tough spot. I mean, what can he say to the media where he's not going to get eviscerated? Probably nothing. But you mentioned December. The point differential for December for the New York Jets in 2025 is negative 107.
That's amazing.
You have to go all the way back to 1960, the Bears. So it's an NFL record. And it hasn't been touched in 60 years.
Crazy.
The Jets, here we are, new record. And the other thing, and this is kind of conversely on the flip side of it, that I thought was really interesting, is it was I think it was only 17 of the players that dressed to the 47 yesterday were on the 53-man roster when the season started. So it's, and seven of those were on the defensive side of the ball. So you have players that are on this team that we didn't see in weeks 1, 2, 3, and so on. So it's this patchwork that they're doing that I can't quite understand. The players that are supposed to show up aren't. And the only player that actually looks like he cares is Breece Hall. And he's going to be our first 1,000-yard rusher in what feels like my lifetime. And the other thing that really blows my mind, and I was talking to my son about this yesterday, the New York Jets have not been in the playoffs in my son's lifetime. And he just turned 12.
Oh, my. Terrible.
I mean, it just blows your mind.
Yeah,
I don't know
about
what
that.
The answer
yeah.
is.
My kids have not seen the playoffs. Have not seen one playoff. Yeah, it's crazy.
It blows my mind when I think of it that way. And the other thing, I don't know what the solution is, because I certainly know what the problem is. But the solution, you know, Glenn's not going anywhere. I can certainly understand the thoughts that he should, but it's just not happening. So the point is, he's coming back. Now what do they do at quarterback? I have no idea what the results are going to be next week. The Jets certainly aren't beating the Bills. I know that. So they'll be at 2 or 3, probably, unless the Raiders can figure out how to beat the Chiefs. But be that as it may, what, you know, if it's not Mendoza, okay. But what, I mean, we have no idea what Muji's going to do. And I don't know. I mean, do you give it all away to potentially go after Joe Burrow? Maybe.
Let's see if Burrow, and I think you spoke more out of frustration 2.5 weeks ago than anything else. Like, and, you know, the Bengals.
You're probably right.
You know, and so yeah, would I be interested in Joe Burrow if he became available? For sure. I'd be more interested in Burrow than Lamar because I'm a little concerned about Lamar's injuries and how they keep on rearing its ugly head. But we'll see what kind of changes happen in Baltimore should they lose this upcoming Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers with a battle with that game with the AFC North on the line after the Steelers lost to the Browns yesterday, Eric. And thanks a lot for the call. Yeah, I mean, if it's not a ready-made quarterback, say like a Burrow, and you bring in a quarterback with this coaching staff, who, by the way, got undressed yesterday, I mean, offensively and defensively, it's not just about effort. I mean, it's also about scheme. The Jets repeatedly make the same mistakes defensively. Nothing ever gets cleaned up. And you don't have Wilkes to blame anymore, right? So when you look at it, you know, they got that coach, whatever the game plan, if Glenn wants to tell you the game plan was rock solid, and you're watching guys basically running free like gazelles in the prairie and wide open. I mean, how exactly do you do that? How about that touchdown pass where the tight end basically could do a somersault into the end zone? That was the fifth touchdown of the first half before Vrabel called the timeout to make the Jets run another play. But the coaching staff was bad. The effort was bad. The performance was bad. And this was against a division rival. By the way, I mean, it should be lined up. This is Patriot Week. We're not going to be a laughing stock any longer. And then you lose the game by 32. Where the Pats scored on their first 6 offensive possessions before Vrabel was like, all right, enough. Let's just get home.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.